counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Well, what a way to kick off 2016. We're going to talk about 2015. It's the only appropriate way, right, Brian?
It's true.
It is true. It is the Earshot 20, and we are going to count down for you right now the top 20 most played albums of 2015. We've got all kinds of guests joining us on the show. Of course, myself and Brian Cleveland in studio with you for the show in its entirety, but we also have a guest right now on the phone joining us and to chat a little bit about the charts, Earshot-Online, Magnus Tyvold from Earshot Magazine, also the station manager at CJSF in Burnaby, BC. So you've got all kinds of balls to juggle and roles to play.
Yep,
for sure.
Keep me busy.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about the charts, because Brian does do a very good job, I think, of letting everybody know where they can find the charts and what Earshot's all about. But we've always alluded to the fact that it is magic and statistics and math that create the charts, and we have no idea how it actually gets done.
Well, there's about, it varies, but 35 to 40 stations that report to Earshot every week. So pretty much all the larger, more established stations are reporting, and a lot of smaller ones. So it's really quite representative, goes all the way from Victoria to Halifax in terms of representation. And they all report their charts each week, and we take all that information and sort of through a point system, do some number crunching and determine, there are points, and, you know, the higher up on a chart, the more points a record will get. And then we just crunch all those appearances on station charts all across the country and then total up what that means, and that becomes our weekly charts. And then for the national charts, or not the national charts, but the year-long chart, we take all that data from the entire year and sort of do the same sort of thing, crunch all that information, and come up with the in this case, the top 200 most played records across the land.
So it's very similar, actually, to what, because Brian and I did the top 107.3 albums of 2015 for our home station, and
yeah.
And that's very similar, Brian, to how we how you pulled it. I didn't do anything for it, but how you pulled together the list, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, awesome. All right, well, Magnus, it's great that you're able to join us, and we're really happy to be able to produce this show. And we want to take this opportunity to thank you and the folks at Earshot for producing the charts every week, because of you, we get to do this show, and we love doing it, and so thank you very much for that.
Well, and thank you. It's great to have every week, you know, the music that the charts are about actually profiled on your show, and that's shared with stations and listeners across the country. So it's a great little collaboration.
All right. Well, I thought it would be cool to have Magnus kick off the show for us by giving us the number 20th most played record of 2015.
So the number 20 album this year is from Siskiyou, and the album is called Nervous, and here's the lead-off track from the number 20 album across the land for 2015, Nervous, from Siskiyou.
Dilly Dally might have only released their debut album in October of 2015, but the LP titled Soar did just that, up into the charts to solidify a spot on the top 20 of 2015. Katie Monks is part of the four-piece soft grunge group from Toronto and joins us for the first time on the Earshot 20. Katie, welcome and congrats on making the list of top records for the year.
Thanks so much. It's cool.
With a late release in 2015, we can only expect that your album will stick with us for a bit, but how were things for the group after the release?
Things were awesome. I think the record came out like just before we went on a U.S. tour. So, I don't know, it was just really good vibes. It was a very magical tour. And it just felt like a huge release, I guess, because we've been working on some of those songs for a really long time.
And I understand we're getting you as you were getting ready to head to Europe, which is awesome, on a tour. What's 2016 look like for all of you outside of that tour?
I don't know. We got some surprises. I don't want to give anything away, you know.
Oh, that's good news for us. We get the scoop.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess I can't really say. But we definitely have for the most part, we want to just be playing as many shows as we can, some festivals and things like that, and keep touring and make friends with lots of other bands and do the whole thing, do the dance.
I anticipate that perhaps my next question might be one of the things you can't answer, but I'm looking to see if we can expect some new material from Dilly Dally. Is that one of the things that you're kind of keeping hush-hush right now?
I mean, no, we're not going to put out like another record next year or this year, but we're going to do some like fun things along the way, I guess.
Very cool. 2015 was a great year, and we're glad to have Dilly Dally on the countdown. Katie, best of luck with everything this year, and hopefully we can catch up again soon.
Hopefully. Thanks so much, man.
Making the countdown at number 19 of the top 20 albums of 2015, here is Dilly Dally's Soar and a track from that record now. More of the charts on the way as well. It's the Earshot 20.
Yeah. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 18.
From the album of the same name, that was the 18th most played album of the year, Mac DeMarco's Another One. We heard Dilly Dally in there with Snakehead from Sore, the 19th most played album, and the 20th most played album across Canadian Campus Community Radio of 2015 was Siskiyou, and we heard the title track from Nervous to kick off the show.
Well, our first break from the charts right now. You've heard some interviews and whatnot in the first hour of the program, and Brian and I have been chatting a little bit as well, taking you through the top 20 albums of 2015, and we have Stephen Karlick back with us. We haven't heard from Stephen for a while because we've been off, but it's great to have him back and joining us for another yearly review show. And Stephen, welcome back. Hope you had a great new year.
It's a whole new me.
It's a whole new year, new you. It's, you're going to be, I don't know what'll be new about you though. What's the, what
not
can
a
we
whole
be treated?
Hell of a lot.
No?
Nothing discernible.
Okay. All right.
Listen closely.
Okay. Well, I'm waiting for it. So we'll start things off. I think we're going to kick off talking about the top news stories of 2015. I asked you to pick three just because I'm sure there are several that really were, you know, the top of the year. But of the stories that came out, music news in 2015, do you have three items, three news stories that you can really say were the top, really captured the audience over the year?
I think I sort of went with stories that were ongoing sagas in a way. So there were a lot of important, very sad sort of music deaths. There were a lot of other big sort of single events that happened this year. But there were a couple sort of ongoing stories that captured people's imaginations for the better and worse. And I think the number one, I'm deciding to spin this positively. So rather than saying that this is a Jean Gomeshi story, I'm going to call this a Shad story, because we sort of laughed about the fact here that Shad was playing cleanup this year. Of course, many of you will remember talking about Jean Gomeshi's awful alleged crimes from earlier this year. Many women came out and accused Jean Gomeshi of many, many awful things, including being choked during sexual encounters, being sexually harassed at the workplace, just some really awful stuff. The bright side is, of course, the Q has a new and excellent host, Shad the Rapper, who also, for the purpose of this discussion right now, took over for Action Bronson's spot at North by Northeast earlier this year. That was another big story. Action Bronson was set to headline North by Northeast this year in Toronto. He was going to play a public venue at Yonge and Dundas Square, but there was a petition that was seeking to take him off that stage. The petition took issue with some of Action Bronson's lyrics, which were pretty filthy, dealt with treatment of women, really rubbed some people the wrong way. There was a petition, and it was successful in getting Bronson's public appearance canceled. He was pretty miffed. There was talk about it being rescheduled for an indoor venue that wasn't as public. That didn't end up happening, but happily, Shad did end up taking over his headlining spot at North by Northeast on the Yonge and Dundas stage, and it was a success.
And Shad has done an incredible job so far with Q, and I've tuned into a few of his shows, listening to his interviews, and he's a talented guy, really great, and I think the CBC is lucky to have him.
Yeah, I mean, he also has, I have a few friends, full disclosure, who are working for him at the show, who are very smart and capable individuals. Really cool stuff going on over there.
Awesome.
Another big one, not to dwell on negative stuff, but Viet Cong, a band whose name has certainly rubbed people the wrong way. We published April Aliermo from Hooded Fang and from Phaedra's long, well-researched, impassioned piece on why the name is a problem. Their shows have been lobbied for cancellation all across North America. There were protests here at the Polaris Music Prize Gala, as well as at Viet Cong shows in December. They keep saying they're going to change the name. They keep not changing their name. It's getting to be pretty trying. So that was a big story this year. Lots of back and forth between the band and people who were previous fans, and lots of necessary discussion, including a panel in Toronto where an ongoing planned panel to talk about sort of racism and access in the music industry. So some good things coming of it, but hopefully the band changed their name sooner than later.
And I don't want to give anything away to the listeners who are listening to the show right now, but I won't tell you where they are on the charts, but we did have a chance to catch up with Monty from Viet Cong, the band formerly known as Viet Cong, as they're calling themselves now. So they'll hear a little bit more from them coming up later on in the program for sure.
Interesting. And finally, this is one that I've talked about a lot lately and one that I sort of love. Of course, if you've been listening, you've heard all about Wu-Tang's latest album, and the one that was in an edition of one. It was made in a fancy box, and it was, of course, purchased by Martin Shkreli. This is, of course, the pharmaceutical executive who infamously hiked up the price of the anti-parasitic drug Daraprim by 5,556%. Wu-Tang were apparently very unhappy about it. Rizzo made some comments about how he didn't like Shkreli on TV. They also made a video mocking Shkreli, a cartoon video of him basically being tortured. Not the greatest way, but Martin Shkreli, kind of a dirty individual. So it was a funny thing because RZA was so upset that Martin Shkreli's money, his dirty money, was spent on the album Once Upon a Time in Shaolin, that they decided to give a significant portion of the proceeds to charity, I guess to help offset it. Martin Shkreli remains in some serious legal trouble for other shady practices. Pretty funny story, Martin Shkreli getting some comeuppance. And the Wu-Tang album still, unfortunately, in possession of Shkreli.
All right. Well, we'll leave it at that. So those are the top stories of 2015, or some of them anyway, and definitely some of the bigger stories that pulled headlines for quite a bit of 2015. We're going to get back to the charts, and we will come back to you, Stephen, in a little bit for some more great stuff from Exclaim. But first, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in the next spot.
You're going to hear number 17. It is Humans, their album at Noontide, in that spot, and you're going to hear track called Cold Soba. After that, US Girls number 16, Half Free, and a track called Damn That Valley.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Damn That Valley by US Girls from the 16th most played album of the year. As per Earshot, it was Half Free. And at number 17, Humans with Noontide and a track called Cold Soba.
Earshot's top 20 of 2015 right now on your radio. And we're going to again break from the charts, catch up with Steven again to chat some more about some of the things that have come out. This is actually going to take a little bit of a turn. Instead of talking about 2015, we're going to look forward to 2016, the most anticipated albums. And I'm always interested to see what your picks are, Steven, because you typically, if I remember correctly, over past years, you've typically picked albums that we've been fortunate enough to see pop onto the charts. So I think I'm going to keep a list to see how that all pans out this year.
I was most proud, I think it was 2 years ago, on our best EPs list. There were a bunch of EPs that I said were the best of the year, and those artists that made those EPs right before they broke ended up breaking in a big way the next year. One of them was FKA Twigs. And of course, she ended up having a very, very excellent 2014. So hopefully, fingers crossed for these ones. These are part of Exclaim's recent list, our top 10 most anticipated albums of 2016. Some of them do, of course, overlap with my own personal choices. Of course, included on that list of 10 most anticipated albums is by Canadian Sarah Neufeld. She might be better known as Arcade Fire's violinist, but she's also released some solo stuff, including an album of her own and an album with her partner, Colin Stetson. She now has a second solo album planned called The Ridge. The release date for that one is February 26th. The Ridge is said to emphasize her violin playing, but this time around she also includes her own vocals, not to mention drumming from Arcade Fire's Jeremy Gara. She's already released singles like The Ridge, the titular single, which is 8 minutes long. It's a beautiful song. I think I picked it as a song pick on this show, but that's going to be an amazing album. That's Sarah Neufeld's The Ridge. At number two, we had Frank Ocean, whose Boys Don't Cry, this is a weird one. He actually suggested via an Instagram post that it would be out in July of 2015. He even had pictures of a magazine that were set to come out at the same time, coinciding with the album release. That did not happen. July came and went, and we're still sort of waiting for confirmation that it's on its way. I've heard rumors that it was supposed to be out around the end of the year in 2015. That didn't happen either. We don't even have a single or anything, but I do get the sense that this will be a surprise release. He'll drop the whole album at once. I don't think it will be a singles game, this one. But that one, I think, that one, more than any, is the one that a lot of people are waiting for, along with, of course, Drake's Views from the Six, which we've been waiting for seemingly ever now. He's been using the hashtag, he's been saying the title, although none of the singles that he's released seem to be from it, unless Hotline Bling ends up being on the album. People were guessing that it would be out on January 6th. That would, of course, be his fourth album coming out on 1-6, 4-1-6, that is. That didn't end up happening, so we're still sort of in the dark as to when it'll be coming out, but there have been a number of teases, so we're just waiting for that one now. On a personal note, I'm waiting now that it's been announced for that new LCD Sound System album. I'm sure you've all heard that LCD Sound System will be co-headlining Coachella this year. Now James Murphy also wrote a long note that suggested they'll be touring this year as well as releasing a new album. You can read that note at Exclaim.ca. It's actually a pretty passionate little thing that talks about why they reformed, why they're releasing an album, how it's not a cash-in, and he actually apologizes to fans who are upset that they're coming back together so soon after their big New York closing shows, especially since a lot of fans made a big sort of pilgrimage there to see them play for the last time. But it does sound very like his whole heart's in it, so good things to come there.
Awesome. Very cool stuff. And if you want to check out the full list of the top 10 most anticipated albums, you can check out exclaim.ca. All right, Stephen, another break, and we'll come back to you one more time to chat about the top albums of 2015. But we're going to get back to the charts now, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
The weather station in the 15 spot this week, Loyalty, is the name of that one. You're going to hear a track called Floodplain, and Freak Heatwaves with the 14th most played album of the year, Bonnie's State of Mind, and you're going to hear Liquid Honey.
All spring I was driving, every river swollen with rain, every stream a torrent, with highway bridges that run high across the plains fleet. Half of the Maritimes, they say, is running this way. I don't expect your life to be like mine. I trust you to know your own mind, as I know I'm not afraid to
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Liquid Honey from Freak Heat Wave's 2015 album, Bonnie's State of Mind. Really cool record on Hockey Dad Records, the 14th most played album of the year on campus and community radio in Canada. And the 15th most played was the Weather Station's Loyalty. And you heard a track from that one called Flood Plain.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20 and our top 20 of last year's recap. So we're going over the top 20 albums that charted, placed, and ultimately got picked as the top albums of the year. Any surprises, Brian? Do you think there are any that surprised you that are in, or some maybe that surprised you that they didn't make it?
The only album I think on the list that slipped my mind that I hadn't really thought of was Humans.
Oh, okay.
And I really like that record. We definitely played it a bunch.
A lot, yeah.
And I don't know, it was just one I didn't think of. There's definitely a couple of guesses that I was looking back at our episode that we did back during our funding drive, probably just about 2.5 months ago.
Okay.
We had a few guests on to kind of guess what they thought would be the top. And almost every record that was mentioned was hit the charts. There's a couple that weren't there, and they were Tough Age, I Get the Feeling, Central, Buffy St. Marie, Power in the Blood. Those ones are at number 27 and number 28. And then there's a couple records in there as well that maybe if they had been a little earlier in the year, they would be in our top there. So you have like Metric down at number 32. Anyway, you can find the entire list online on earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire top 200 there. I feel like at least, I haven't gone completely through, but I feel like at least the top 50 we played pretty steadily, like they were pretty well represented. And then when you get a little bit further, it's ones that maybe you were only in there for like 3 or 4 weeks or less. But lots of great stuff for you to check out if you're trying to think about what was the great records of 2015 that maybe you want to revisit or maybe you missed.
So Brian and I, at the beginning of the show, chatted with Magnus, who is the creator of Earshot magazine, and he broke down the walls and told us a little bit of how the magic is created. So if you missed that at the beginning of the program, you can go back and listen to it at the beginning of this hour. It is, you can check it online, radioforall.net. But of course, we've got three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. Three more tracks of the most played albums of 2015. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at the number 13 spot.
Absolutely. And also want to mention really quickly, just because normally in my rundown, I mention all the different specialty charts and all that. And there are, of course, top 20s of the year for all of those as well. And so you can go and check out the electronic hip hop, international jazz, loud folk, roots and blues. Some of those are albums that you're going to hear today that are towards the top, but some of them are things that that you're not. So you should go and check that out, especially if you're interested in any of those genres. And as always, there's always some features as well to kind of round up the year that lots of different people contribute to, including myself, kind of like a year-end recap of some of our favorite records. And I suspect those will be making their way onto the website pretty soon, as well as all the other features and interviews. And we're here from Ott at number 13, Sun Coming Down on Constellation Records. Here is a track called The Combo.
Real hard time, but it feels so nice to to know I'm gonna be alright. So I just kept dreaming. Yeah, I just kept dreaming. It wasn't very hard. I spent all this time trying to figure out why nobody on my side. See, I've been having me a real good time, and it feels so nice to know I'm gonna be alright. So please don't take my feelings.
It's the Earshot 20.
Closing out our first hour of the program, that was the 11th most played album on Canadian Campus Community Radio of 2015, the collaborative album, self-titled album between Soons and Jerusalem in My Heart. You heard Gazelles in Flight. The only non-Canadian album in the top 20 of the year was Alabama Shakes, Sound and Color. It's at number 12, and you heard This Feeling and Ought with the combo from the album Sun Coming Down at number 13.
Well, there you go. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. Of course, we are kicking off the year by looking back on 2015 and counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com for the entire year. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland, also in studio, and you can find the charts at earshot-online.com. You can also find us online, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, at earshot20, our handle on Twitter, and our email, earshot20@gmail.com. We're also just to acknowledge all of the participating stations that not only help make the charts every week and help compile this list by playing the albums and stuff that they do, but also a big shout out to all the stations that air this program, because without you we wouldn't have the success that we do. And I am certain that many of the interviews that we get are only because all of our partner stations air the program, and so there's a little bit of clout there, saying as opposed to being only airing on one station, that you air on 25 or 25 plus stations. So,
well, and conversely, it's also nice to help out some smaller artists that get them some cross-Canada exposure. Should also mention really quickly in passing, since you mentioned Facebook, that we do have a contest coming up too. So,
oh yeah, so watch the Facebook page. Keep an eye out for that. Yeah, Shivering Songs is coming up in Fredericton, New Brunswick. I'm going to try and make it my goal this year that we try and have a contest every month. I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm going to try. And
maybe the prizes won't be very good. Maybe it'll just be like this random rubber band that you're playing with.
The Shine Ram bracelet. But I did have a dream, just to close out this hour, I did have a dream that we were able to get tickets, full passes, plus press passes to Coachella. and we went and we did the show live there.
What a dream.
It was incredible.
Great.
Yeah.
Were you the opening act for LCD Sound Systems reunion?
Well, this is the part that was pretty incredible. They asked us to MC one of the shows. Yeah. So it's a dream, but if you're out there, folks,
dream big.
If you're out there, folks from Coachella listening, we're available. Anyway, so yeah, we've got the top.
Also, 10. Radiohead, if you want Anthony to collaborate on a track,
I'm here for you.
He'll help you out.
I'm here for you.
Now you got a new album in the works.
We've got the top 10. Steven's back in the next hour of the program as well, and more interviews to come your way. You're not going to want to miss it. Stick around. More of the Earshot's 20, top 20 of 2015 after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.